Yeah, you're right. He doesn't want to forget about it because nobody will believe what you did. In a grocery store, if you are in a grocery store and some people ahead of you and they ask you, you know, oh, my God, I forgot, you know, my bread or I forgot my milk. Will you please hold on in my, you know, in my
life?
We will say, okay.
You're flat out of luck.
Excuse me, Jim. People are not all the same. People are different. Maybe you can hold yourself for 36 hours or 48 hours. Some people, they cannot hold themselves for 2 hours. You don't know if that old
person, not healthy,
you know, or even if he's a young person, you know, maybe he's a teenager, maybe he's a young woman, whatever she is. You don't know if they went to the bathroom
before they left
their
house. Well, first of all, the only people that ask you to hold their place in line in grocery stores are foreigners. No American asks you to hold the place in line.
You didn't let that person to go. You don't know what he, you know, why he have. He's not going to go have fun there in the bathroom. He wanted to go to the bathroom because he had to go to the bathroom.
I didn't keep him from going to the bathroom, but I'm not going to hold his place in line for it.
You embarrass him
in
front of
my personal philosophy that using a toilet degrades the human species.
And let me tell you, the public bathroom is for public people or for people who need to go to the bathroom. Otherwise, nobody likes to go to the public bathroom because a lot of time it's nasty, it's dirty.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly my point. So why don't you wait until you go at home?
If somebody wanted to go to the dirty bathroom, that means they forced to go to the dirty bathroom.
Well,
that
if you
want
to go to a dirty bathroom, I feel pretty sorry for you.
Otherwise, nobody wanted to go to some places that are dirty and filthy. But this old person, I feel so sorry for him.
And a loaf of bread and all kinds of stuff that would create an enormous amount of need to go to the bathroom.
You know what? I'm ashamed when I hear somebody like you, you know. I'm ashamed.
Hey,
I'm
I think
here
I just heard
country.
Your husband Apu call you for dinner.
I wasn't born here. I was born back home.
Really?
But I'm ashamed because we have people like you. We thought we have a brain here. We have to be free here. We have to help each other.
I am free. And that means I don't have to hold your space
in line while you
go back to get yourself another jar of escargots or some other Italian food.
Like, what are you doing and what do you teach to that old man? And kid, I hope one day you will be in his place. Then you will realize how much you hurt that old guy.
You should fill up on cheese and go back for the block.
Go to hell.
You can drive down in the hot places for the things that you said.
Go to hell, because if you were a human being,
this lady, she doesn't want me to go to the bathroom. She wants me to go to the bathroom in public. And if she's that kind of a person, that's her business. But being from Italy, where she's from or wherever, she probably eats large chunks of feta cheese and provolone. It probably blocks her up very nicely. So don't start talking to me.
And how about maybe this person, he's taken a lot of medication and he has to drink a lot
of
liquid
things.
And he has to go to the bathroom.
All right. Thank you, Anne. Thank you. But your point, obviously, doctor, is that people should anticipate all of this?
Absolutely, they should anticipate it. Is it side in for me or side out for you? Absolutely, they should anticipate it.
What are you doing?
You know what? I got so worked up. I'm playing a little ping pong with my wife, Marcy. I hope, you know.
Can you talk on the phone?
Yeah, I can. It's for me, it's relaxing. Woo, good shot.